News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, you will have heard an awful lot about the increasing pressures on farmers and agriculture with the high temperatures and low rainfall. That has yet to translate into costs on supermarket shelves, but apparently it will. Carol Cassan is with us, who is head of public sector services and economics at IFAC. Carol, when are we going to see this land on the supermarket pricing?
Good morning, Anton. It's something that's coming down the tracks for us, unfortunately. And usually when we see these kind of shocks, there's usually a delay of probably between about 6 to 8 months. And we're expecting about the same on this one. So if we look back to 2022, when we had the problems in the Ukraine and we saw the huge spikes in food prices back then, it was about 6 to 8 months before it fed through. And again, that's what we're probably forecasting at this time here in IFAC, that's what we're looking at. Now, the only thing with this one is we probably are a number of months in already, that it's not just the drought we're facing this time, but we also have the price pressures at farm level that are manifesting from the problems in the Straits of Hormuz. We heard again this morning there's more issues there. There doesn't seem to be any resolution coming. So the price pressures we've seen at farm level, we're seeing here at IFAC, and we're talking to our over 30,000 clients on fertilizer, on feed, on fuel. They've been building throughout the year, but combining them now with the drought that's happening across the whole of Europe, we are definitely looking at some price rises between here, probably into next January, next February, that kind of area.
Are there any sectors that benefit from the hot weather? Do you see an increase in yields for fishing because boats can go out more? For things like fruit and vegetables, do you get higher yield?
Unfortunately not. And that's where the real issue is going to be across food. Say, if we look at the latest report there, I think it's from the EU Joint Research Centre. It only came out there in the last number of days. They're forecasting that grain harvest across the whole EU will be down about 7% this year. Probably looking at the worst harvest in 25 years in France. You're looking at fruit and veg is probably down about 10%, especially the likes of fresh salads and stuff like that. Even a crop like apples, they're forecasting across Europe, we're probably looking at 15% of a reduction in the crop of apples this year. And then further on to your oils, like your olive oils, your sunflower oils, all of these are getting really hit. So it's going to be across the board is where the pressures are. So that's why what we're saying is, yeah, there is, when you look at the economics of it, there's no real way around this. The price is going to have to feed back to the shelf, because otherwise the economics just do not work at this stage with the pressures that we're seeing at farm level right across Europe.
It raises the prospect of something of a perfect storm, because if we still have the issues in Iran coming into winter, that means that the products that haven't been that concerning through the summer, like home heating oil, become a problem. And at the very same time, when people are struggling to pay for that, they'll find themselves going into grocery shops that have, what, 10%, 15% increases in total pricing?
Yeah, that is going to be the issue. Like, I mean, we talked a lot in the last number of years about the cost of living crisis. And in reality, did we ever come out of that? We had high inflation there for a number of years. It's not that inflation decreased or the prices on the shelf or the price we're paying for that and have decreased in the last year or 18 months. It's just that the rate of increase has leveled off. So we're still at high prices historically for all those products you mentioned there. And now we're going to have another bunk on top of them again. And from work we've done here in IFAC, looking, say, back to prices pre-2022, we're saying that probably within the next year, you'll probably be paying about 50% extra for your groceries compared to what you were paying pre-2022. So if you look at a typical family of four...
Just to clarify, Carol, did you say 15% or 50%?
50%. I'm putting it now to pre-2022. So already, per CSO figures, we're actually 25% ahead. So if you took that back to a normal basket of shopping, let's say for a family of four, probably 2020, 2021, you were paying maybe about €150 for that typical weekly shop. We're saying that by early next year, you'll probably be paying in the region of about €230, €240 for that. So yeah, this is a real, real serious issue that's coming.
Carol, thank you very much for your time this morning. Carol Cassan, Head of Public Sector Services and Economics at IFAC.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.